to life. Always. Now, my beautiful, beautiful people, have I made any sense to you thus far this evening?
Yes.
So I want you to turn to your neighbor and sum up what I've told you thus far. So my beloved masters, if dimensional means to measure, then what would be the criteria of measurement in regards to dimensions outside of four? What criteria of measurement would you use to define dimensions outside of four? Perhaps now you understand what drives scientists to be scientists, mathematicians to be superb mathematicians. Because mathematics has up until recently been the only known language that could pierce beyond the three dimensions to ascribe theoretically the processes of dimensional structure, meaning measurable structure, and its potentials and its realities. However, in order for a mathematician to think in terms of numbers and equations, to ascribe theoretical movement of time or no time, or the complacency of that which is termed potential dimensions, he must have the memory of mathematics, that his brain can act as a computer to compute the equation. But before he can have that sort of information, he has to have the ability for inspirational consciousness that gets him inspired enough to move to the language of mathematics. You see, the difficulty in the normal person or the three-dimensional person in describing what is indescribable is that they do not have the language or the inspiration to describe that which exists outside the caliber of human understanding. That's the reason why intrigued, adventurous people often turn to science and often turn to that which is termed mathematics in order to describe what is sitting here as an inner vision. Now, the most brilliant mathematician and theorist does not see, as we would term see in the inner brain, does not see what he or she desires to describe in terms of an equation, but uses mathematics in order to describe it, because there are no words that fit, that are the entity is capable of communicating the processes to. Do you understand? Now, so we would term genius an ingenious person, not because they have a mathematical mind, or indeed because they have a scientific mind, but we would call a genius one who has the ability to ascribe, one who has the ability to create that which is unknown, and it can be a simple thought. So genius is that wild, fortunate ability to be humble enough to be anything and everything. Now, how do you become that which is unknown? Analogical. What was it that which is termed the entity in Newton said in regards to Newtonian physics, in regards to gravity? How did he possibly get the answer? His retort was, I studied on it and contemplated it endlessly. And finally, I knew. So what did he do in all translated terms?
Focus.
Focused on it. That it consumed his thoughts. That it was the underwaters of the surface familiarities or the surface conversations. It was the movement underneath. It was the deep thought. He had the deep thought that was focused always in this, so he could have the superficial amenities to day-to-day life that was surface. But ever see someone who responds to you, but you have an understanding that perhaps there's something deeper going on with them? That is the type of entity he was. Now, that is only one example in your contemporary terms. The entity Einstein was exactly the same way, except this is what you should know about him. He was not a mathematical genius, he was a visionary. He had the capacity to contemplate on the unknown, to unveil itself in known pictorial terms. He could see it in his head, and he struggled to describe it in mathematical terms. Every genius you can ever remember had this ability. And what is the ability? Focus. Focus.